And now, James Gravel.
In previous programs, we noted that sometimes things happen to us that may be Satan's doing rather than God's. Satan can tempt us, and we can fall prey to his temptation and sin. Consider the following biblical examples of this truth. In Acts 5, when Ananias and Sapphira lied about the amount they had received for the sale of a piece of land and the amount they subsequently proposed to have donated to the church, Peter asked Ananias, "Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Acts 5, verse 4. Peter wanted Ananias to know that he personally bore the guilt for his sin. In 2 Samuel 12, God sent the prophet Nathan to convict King David of the sin of adultery with Bathsheba, wife of Uriah the Hittite. David, after hearing the evidence against him, said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." 2 Samuel 12, verse 13. To his credit, David realized that not even kings are immune to the personal responsibility that accompanies transgression of God's law. If we are responsible for our own actions, how then does Satan influence us to sin? In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, Paul spoke of the fact that no advantage may be gained over us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The word devices in this passage derives from a Greek word that refers to purpose, designs, or devices. In Ephesians 6, verse 11, Paul admonished Christians to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles is from the same Greek word from which we get our English term methods. The Greek verb has to do with handling methodically or cunningly. Indeed, deceit is perhaps Satan's most powerful tool. In John chapter 8 and verse 44, Jesus called him the father of lies. Through his lies, devices, and wiles, Satan pressures us with what Paul referred to in 2 Thessalonians 2:10 as all deceit of unrighteousness. The devil is truthless, dishonest, and fraudulent. According to the Bible, Satan is fundamentally a liar, and his kingdom is a kingdom founded upon the evil trait known as deceit.